Meeting called to order at 3:31. Roll call, please.
BJ Becker.
Present.
Thank you.
Tim Roche.
Here.
Emmanuel Gomez. Cynthia Ortegon.
Here.
Mohammed Latif.
Here.
Dennis Smith.
Here.
Diana Robbins.
Here.
We have a quorum. So moving on to public comment. The first 15 minutes of the meeting are reserved for members of the public to address the advisory council on items which are within the subject matter of matter jurisdiction of the council. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Speakers shall be asked to identify themselves if they wish and state the subject of the comment. If the subject is an item on the agenda, the chairperson has the option of asking the speaker to hold the comment until that item is called. Comments on items listed as public hearing on the agenda should be held until the hearing is opened. The council is prohibited by law from taking any action on matters discussed that are not on the agenda, and no adverse conclusions should be drawn if the council does not respond to public comment at this time. Is there anyone here wishing to speak at public comment? No. Seeing none? Okay, we'll close public comment, and then we have a couple of guests. Welcome. Anyone wishing to identify themselves for the record? We have a portable microphone here. Vidal, would you like it?
Yes.
Okay, could we get him that microphone, please? And thank you for coming all the way from Fresno.
Yeah.
By bus, mind you.
By bus. And
by bus, actually.
Oh.
It's possible.
And I knew that on, it's kind of, I don't drive.
Is it on? Uh-oh.
If not, then you can try.
I think I'm loud enough.
On this one.
Oh, I can stand up.
Sorry, I don't know how to.
Is it a button that you turn it? It's not on? It should be a button you can mash that.
Okay. Hello? Oh, great. Okay, my name is Vidal Medina. I'm with Resources for Independent Central Valley. I'm the system change advocate, and I did take transportation here on the Madera County Connection, and I've done that trip. I don't drive, so I came by bus. So I'm going to probably leave at 4, so I can walk over to the last bus leaves to Valley Children's at 4:20. So, but I'll make it. I'm a real fast walker. But I did want it to be here just to kind of get the update on the post office. So I'm looking at the Architectural Barrier Act online, and it's an interesting thing. I do have a couple of folks who are senior architects with a division of state, the California State Architects. So I, if you don't mind, I will give them a call and kind of see what they know about that. The building code is kind of revised every once in a while. The codes are, not the entire thing. But it's an interesting one. So if I can, I'll get back to you folks on this one. Appreciate it. Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Awesome. Thanks for any help you can give us.
And Vidal, I have time in my schedule this afternoon, so I'd be happy to run you back to Fresno. And that way we could get acquainted and discuss some mutual things. Yes.
And for the record, Vidal, you spell your name V-I-D-A-L?
That's correct.
Your first name, V-I-D. Okay, thank you.
Yes, I do.
All right, so we're moving on to the next item on the agenda, our business matters. Approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes?
I do, and I have a correction made of the spelling of Mr. Medina's first name. On item number 3, it says, the second paragraph says Adele Medea. It's a B-I-D-A-L.
It was hard to hear on the recording. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. So just for the record, I just want to change that. Thank you.
Any other changes to the minutes? Everybody had a chance to take a look? One change. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Did you have the first? I didn't hear the first person.
First motion was you.
I wasn't here.
I made the motion.
Second me.
He seconded. Now we have to do any opposed.
Yeah, opposed. All right. Motion passes unanimously. The next item is item number two, the report on the 2019 Madera District Fair Advisory Council. Normally that would be Wendy. No? Who's going to take that?
She wanted to know how did it go, how was the group?
We're gonna wing it, in other words. Okay.
It went, as far as I was concerned, Saturday went well. I had a good, had some people come through, and so.
Friday, it went well. The only thing about Friday was, Thursday.
Lover boy, yeah.
It's Thursday when you and I was there.
Yeah.
Our sign, because I had to walk around to find out where our booths were, and the sign wasn't up there because the little thing that was holding the sign up there, you couldn't see it. It had fallen down. We had a few people come by, but not many.
You mean the back banner sign?
Yeah.
It fell off?
Yeah, the ADA sign that you know what it was.
Banner.
Ties fell off?
Yeah, the zip. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that happened.
Was it up there on Saturday either?
It was up on Saturday, yeah.
Oh.
Well, what's his name? I don't remember.
Muhammad.
He got up there and he fixed it.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And we managed to get rid of all the bracelets. Wendy will be happy to hear that. We did fairly well with the coloring books. Those were popular. And, of course, the sticker board was a good interaction tool. So I had a couple of contacts. One I managed to get in writing, and then one that was left at the booth from, not sure what day that is. It's difficult to read, but I thought maybe we could follow up on it. It might take a little.
The glasses.
They look familiar.
Yeah, that's not the one about the glasses. Right?
Ruben, it looks like the guy's name is
Ruben. That might have been the one that stopped by when we was there.
Do you remember what his concerns were? I can't read the.
It was about him going glasses or him not seeing well.
He saw my picture.
Was that the
6? I believe it was.
He's saying about the south side town access, the poles.
Yeah, it wasn't, it wasn't
safe poles.
Yeah, it was another guy.
Yeah, he said, and more poles in.
We'll have to.
That area. His name is Robin and
363-1009. Is that a 6-3-6?
1009.
363? Yeah, maybe we could call him.
Clarify that a little bit. Okay, let's put 363 on there so somebody doesn't go crazy trying to figure that out.
Speaking of the fair, I did notice that they had a ramp set up for the thing, which was good. It was a nice. Jack, thank you for helping that make sure that happened. They used the ramp from the school district for the part of that access.
On
and
the
so
and
on
we,
the lawn part,
we
yeah.
went down
yeah.
and
excuse me.
We went down and took a look at it. It was very sturdy and certainly.
Did anyone notice if they had extra chairs for someone who accompanied someone with a wheelchair?
They had chairs in there the box, yeah.
So can we send the fair just a short thank you and acknowledge their efforts there? I think that would sure be. I haven't seen Tom lately, but that one might.
Nobody's seen Tom lately. He's still recovering.
Hopefully he's in Hawaii after that crunch. And then I had a contact with a lady who has an 11-year-old daughter in a wheelchair, in a power chair, and she had some questions about Section 8 and possible Habitat for Humanity improvements at her grandmother's house where the girl stays. So I know we just got the Habitat for Humanity mm-hmm. program, right? They're coming active, so I'll give you a copy of these two. And I also passed that on to Cece because it's in her school district. Millview School District.
The last time I was in Habitat, and they did say they had money. They said they had some funds. So I'm not sure.
She's west side. Millview's on that east side. Way over on the Itosia.
You can just leave them right there,
did
you? I'll grab them when
okay. You're all right, we'll get those off the plate. Any other comments on the fair? How do we feel about doing a fair booth? I mean, is it productive? Is it something that we want to use our funds on?
What is it? I'm sorry?
How do you feel about the fair booth? Do you feel it's worth the expenditure of funds and the time commitment?
I know. What's the grand total cost? How much did it cost us?
It's a pretty significant expenditure of our budget.
$300?
$350.
Because we reordered the coloring books.
Right.
And those cost about...
In my opinion, it just wasn't as many. I'm sorry. It just wasn't as many. You know, you saw a lot of people with disabilities, but they did not come to that booth. They would just pass by it. So it's like people just was not really interested in what the ADA was. It's just they saw it. You know, you might have a few that would say, you know, what is this? And you would explain to them, and they just, okay. And they just go head on.
I don't think that the hall had as much traffic as it has had in the years past either.
Not much.
I just think it was.
I think overall the fair numbers were down.
Were they?
It was hot, too.
Well, the air conditioning was working really well.
Great.
I placed two flags and talked to probably 15 or 20 people both days. You know, so it was a kind of an outreach effort. You know, you ask them if they have any concerns, mm-hmm. If they have noticed anything, you know, those kind of things. But I'm just questioning on whether or not this is something that we want to continue. I spent about 6 hours, 7 hours both days, and it's a significant contribution of time and effort. So let's make some decisions.
My opinion is that for the time that I was there, I don't feel like we made enough impact to...
Use a microphone.
Worth it.
Would you?
I don't feel like we made enough impact for the time invested, and it's difficult to get people to staff it. And then, I mean, we gave away 6 flags, maybe 5 or 6. So, for the whole. With the cost, I don't know that it was really worth it. But maybe there was more time on Friday, or you know, I was there Sunday with you. So.
Well, we're mandated to do outreach, and that is our biggest outreach thing. So unless we come up with something else.
And then what are our other options? Do we have any other options?
And as far as the investment, we still have. The coloring books?
Oh, the coloring books? Oh, we have quite a bit.
Yeah, so they'll last
year. Yeah, there's 500 coloring books, and we gave away maybe 100. Yeah.
So
maybe.
For next year, we would have plenty of coloring books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's also a question of staffing and commitment and other. Do we have any other options, Diana?
Oh, I
parade?
Know.
What other are our options? Swap meet or?
Well, yeah. The
Old Timers Day Parade, that's a good one because it's not a big commitment of time, but I'm not sure if anything else.
Really, yeah, and to be a viable committee, I think Wendy said that we do have to maintain some public footprint or profile, so I don't know. Any other ideas how we could do it differently? What could we do differently? Maybe we had candy this year, so that was a contact point, and what else? Flags.
We could put on a show.
Are there any other community events we could attend if we didn't do that? Say like Pomegranate Festival.
That's a tremendous amount of, and you know, if that's outside and setting up a booth, and if the city's not already there, that would fall to us. This is convenient. I mean, I have my concerns about the effectiveness, but it may be our best bang for the buck, so to speak. Other than a basket of puppies or something, I don't know what else to do.
Well, like this parade that it's at on the 28th, we chose not to have a booth there, but mm-hmm. that would be a good thing for next year for us to make sure we're there.
With a booth?
With a booth, because lots of kids, lots of everything going on. I don't know if it's our best, it's not the best thing, but.
Well, I've done that before with the animal shelter, and yeah. it's in the park. And it is, it's wall-to-wall kids,
yeah.
but it's a difficult traffic environment because you just have a mass of people, and yeah. it's not the...
What was the event we did in yeah. conjunction with, or we were at, that the county schools did a couple of years ago? We were at an event at the fairgrounds.
Business? No?
No, it had something
National
to do
Night
with...
National Night Out?
No, it was... No.
They did an art thing. Was it an art...
At a, they had special needs kids in this from the school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They in the springtime, they take all their kids
Cynthia
to.
Cynthia and the, I, and there was a friend, that girl.
Oh,
that,
Allison, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
what
part
was of that? The, that was county superintendent of schools.
It was a county schools thing that they did out at.
They do a field day every year for the, my little boy goes to it, and they all go. They bring all their county classes from the high school there because they're spread out at different school sites. So
right.
there's like two classes at Madera South, two at Madera High, two at Thomas Jefferson, and kind of a deal. And all the guys from Gould, and they bring them out for field day, and Rotarians cook them a hamburger or something like that. And it's kind of a fun day.
Do we have a volunteer?
I probably will be going to it anyway, but. I'll have to find out the date on it. It's in the spring, but when we do that, that's a good
school
idea.
School district events would be perfect.
We've
done that before, and we've been invited to that school by my house, James Madison, I guess. They had a booth there. There was a bunch of booths there, and lots of kids came by, but that was specific for that, I think.
Well, and then we'd have to be prepared to interact and answer questions about ramps and services and you know things like that.
Well,
is that when, just to ask, is the school, the one you said about school, is that when the kids are getting ready to graduate out of school and going into these other programs? Is that the same?
Say it again.
Is that the same as what you're saying when the kids are getting ready to graduate out of those schools, like Gould and all those schools? Because they have a special event that
yeah,
they put
they
on
do.
With all of those
Right. No, it's a different, basically they bring all the kids together just for field day, and they have like special things out there, and they have like a petting zoo or stuff. And
but that would be a great point right there, that if we was out there at the ADA, that we might can help, because these kids are getting ready to graduate out of school,
right.
and they're going into the programs like the ARC and CIWP and all these things.
Gotcha, yeah, definitely.
What was the name of this event?
I'll be honest. I think they call it Field Day. I think it's the county school's Field Day, and so, but it's not until April, May. So.
And it's in Courthouse Park.
No, they do it ever at the like, at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay.
They do it at the fairgrounds.
Outdoors.
Yeah.
It was at the fairgrounds the last time we participated.
Okay. So we'd need a canopy and some tables and chairs.
Yeah, which they have. I'll find out the
details on it and ask permission for the county.
Okay.
But I don't think it'd be a big deal. I don't think they'd
be
minded.
You're officially ahead of that committee.
I'm the head of that subcommittee.
So I asked them to invite us to that.
Yeah.
Any we'll other do. Ideas? That sounds like a very promising one.
I think so.
It's a very good market.
Gould, I don't know the name of it. I forget the month that they do it, but Gould will be another school because those kids are going out.
What's the name?
Gould School.
Gould?
Uh-huh.
Gould, yeah.
Those kids are getting ready to graduate from that school going into...
Okay. Can you make that contact? You know anybody over there?
I can ask them at the ARC. I can see if they still do it because they usually go out there and they usually have a booth out there.
Okay.
They used to.
Yeah, and if it's something... Not huge. We could just take a folding table and you know a box of coloring books or whatever.
Just let
materials.
Me know and we could send me an email and we could add it to the agenda.
Okay. And then can you run it by Wendy and see if there's any other events that we could be?
Oh, we've asked a
we
million
could put
times.
Put it on the agenda in a couple months. Like I would say January-ish, because I doubt there's anything for the rest of the year, and just talk about any possible events that are happening.
What about Halloween type or fall festivals?
I don't know anything that's happening.
I know that Heartland, well, ARC, mm-hmm. we usually have a big Halloween dance. And they have a lot of, usually have a lot of their individuals that come out with their parents mm-hmm. or their care providers or whatever. That would be a good place, you know, to be at that dance and just maybe just talk to some of them.
And that's October?
That's in October, yeah. So I have to make sure if they're still going to have a big Halloween.
If that's a possibility, huge. Let me know. We have to put on the agenda to talk about it and okay. decide on it.
I can ask. I'll find out and ask them. But it's really, that's big. They usually have a big turnout okay. there.
Any other comments on the fair? We need to.
I'd like to comment. I was just glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it and had a good time. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Lean over here. Art Alec. Okay.
She wins for honesty, but that's all you win.
Yeah. But we did have some notable improvements. I did check the bathrooms. Cynthia and I are going to schedule something with Tom and go around on the golf cart and just kind of review facilities. So maybe we could, well, do we want to dump that? Maybe we'll spring that out next month. So there have been improvements in the ADA bathroom stalls that I could get into.
One thing I noticed at the when I left, I don't know where they have other handicap parking, but when I left out the gate by the livestock, they've got probably 24 diagonal parking spaces, and they say handicap. Mm-hmm. They have signs, but there's no blue marking.
Temporary.
Some agency came in to approve them the week before.
Yeah. So some.
They were instructed by the parking attendants that were there, which were handicapped. But there were a lot of extra temporary handicap spots in lot D.
So temporary handicap spots don't have to be compliant?
Well, it's. Jack's talking about lot D, the one by Hatfield.
Hatfield Hall. Uh-huh.
Which.
Well, this is at the gate behind the livestock area.
He's talking about the gravel lot in the back?
No, it's paved, but it's livestock. When you walk
behind
in.
The racetrack.
Behind the racetrack. Behind the livestock stuff.
Okay. Check those out.
As you walk into the gate by the oval, by the racetrack, there's all those new spots that have been. They don't have upright signs, but they're all blue.
There are signs on the wall of the building, and there's trees there, but
they have
all diagonal, and there's no blue paint. There's no.
Okay. Well, what's something? Is that something we can talk to? We can bring up with Tom. They've increased the spaces out there so much in the last few years.
But they need to hire a consultant who knows all the ADA laws for that type of property. And just get it done. I mean, it's been too long.
You know, in reality, that might be perfectly fine for someone that's handicapped and accessible enough, but there wasn't any extra space. They weren't wide. There was no landing pads on either side of them. So I'm thinking technically, no, they're not compliant. I know they're not compliant, but.
So that was the temporary ones you're talking about in Hatfield?
No. These are by the livestock.
By the livestock, yeah.
For everyday use, fair use is different because there's so many more cars coming out to the fair than an event at Hatfield Hall or an event at the livestock.
Well, see, we have to figure that out because my uncle went to a fair in Bakersfield and he parked halfway in the slotted area and he got a ticket. Of course, he wasn't supposed to park there. It is very valid, but somebody who parks in there and then somebody's disputing it for some reason. I mean, we need to know if they're compliant or not, so they have complaints about it, I would imagine.
Could you carbon me on when you're going to meet with Tom? Because my 4 days there with my walker was kind of eye-opening.
I can't hear you.
Could you carbon me when you're going to meet with Tom so I can be there?
Right.
Using that walker that I was using was kind of interesting in some places.
Yeah. And there's some thresholds we still need to address.
Yeah, thresholds.
So, and he's aware of that.
I couldn't get up with my, yeah.
We'll give Tom a couple more weeks to recover. Okay, anything else on the district fair? Okay, so we'll move on to item 3, discussion on response to the letter received by the concerns at the post office. Wait a minute, I'm on the wrong agenda. Oh, glasses. Okay. Number 3, report on the Complete Count Committee, LCCC meeting, Council Member Diana Robbins.
That was last month. We met, I forgot the date. But anyway, we met on a Wednesday regarding the Census Bureau, and the meeting was very informative. We had a training on some of the paperwork and about the cities recognizing all the places that we did not have enough, that they wasn't getting any response from the peoples in that area. And a lot was over on the site, the new building is being built out by the, used to be the police department out there. Sheriff Department on Road 28. There's a lot of areas in there that they're not getting the response, counting these people. So they really are trying to beef it up that they're going to really count everybody. The next meeting will be on the 26th of this month. It's on a Thursday. And I think it's from 10 to 12. I won't be here because I'll be out of the country. So I won't be here for the next meeting.
So can you tell us what the LCCC count was about?
It's about the census.
Okay, and is it homeless, disabled?
It's for everybody. It's everybody. They was talking about the different committees that they have. They're trying to get the news out because they're trying to get everybody to, because it starts in March, and they're trying to make sure that everybody called in and get the count, because from the 21st, is it March the 21st? Anyway, it's in March is when it starts. TV reporters and everybody. They're just trying to get everybody more aware of the census counting.
This was an organizational meeting?
It's an organizational, yes.
Okay.
And they're just trying to get all these different groups in so they can have more different things that they want to do with this.
And you were there representing us?
Yes.
And so we were discussing last time about reaching out to the group homes.
Yes.
Heartland, did you make any headway with that?
No, because they haven't started yet. But when they do start, I will be able to, it's ARC now, but I'll be able to contact some of the homes to find out about filling out the paper. So that's what they need. People that can be more aware of these people that they're not reaching. You know, like ARC, for one, if they're not getting any contact from them, then I will be able to, I can step in and just give them the information they need, or I can contact them and things like that.
Okay. So just to refresh my memory, you've agreed to be our liaison for the census.
I can't, yes.
Okay, so that would include maybe reaching out to convalescent homes or making sure that all of those folks
are being counted. Yeah, because from my understanding and the way the meeting was, they have all these different people, because the areas that we broke up into was like the different areas, and we's on that side. So anything on this side of the tracks, we'll be able to do that. We should be able to reach out. We should be able to grab and find out what they had if they're not, because that's where they have a lot of people that they're not counting.
So we're talking about homeless people?
Homeless. Homeless, rivers, people in their homes that's not even, they can't count them, because when they don't speak the language, they're afraid that if they show themselves and they respond to them, then they're scared that ICE or who it is that picks them up, they might get in trouble and be deported back to wherever they came from. That's a big concern. So,
well, my understanding is that the census records are sealed for 10 years to the release of names.
Yeah.
So that should provide, I know it doesn't provide a lot of security, but
that's the
intention anyway. Okay, so anything we can do to help with that, Diana? Have you got it covered?
For the most part, because we're just meeting right now. The big deal is when it comes up in March.
Do we have an outline of the places that you know that we can submit to them so that they can have a record of where we're going to be
No.
You have the knowledge of where.
Some of the people, yeah. So but it's much bigger than that. It's from my understanding and what they were saying, it's much bigger. So we just got to wait and see.
And then there's the hospital, the convalescent homes. I mean, there's mm-hmm. other nursing homes, senior centers.
But the way they got these groups broke up, they're going to be able to reach it. They're going to be able to do that because everybody got certain areas they're going to be.
So it's
yeah,
by area?
So it's
okay.
Yeah. So they will be. So, like I said, I won't be at this meeting that's coming up for this month because I'll be out of the country. So I won't be able to be there for that one on 26th. But the following, I shall be there and I'll know what's what.
Anybody else have ideas on how to improve the census count?
Can anyone else go to the meeting for Diana? Because I know that's what they talk about at the meeting as well.
Yeah.
Like different ideas to reach out to those demographics. Mm-hmm. So can anybody else go?
On the 26th, I'd have to take a look. I'll have to check my calendar.
I think it's here. Is it going to be here at the council?
It's here. Yes. All it's right. Right here in the council.
Well, since
meeting
I missed the last one, I probably should be able to make it. It's 12 a.m. Yeah, or 10 a.m. to 12. Okay. All righty. So that moves on to item number 4, discussion on participation in the Old Timers Day Parade. I believe this is Dennis.
Dennis,
your car. Your deal.
Okay, do we, last I heard we wanted to use my old car, which, okay.
Is it convertible, good. Right?
I'm sorry?
Is it a convertible?
No.
Oh.
No. You can set it on top if you want, but no. So, do we have, one banner, or I can get magnets, but we have two banners, one we can put on each side, or do we have one that can be seen from both sides? So.
Have we had a banner in the past?
We've never done it in the past.
What? I thought we did.
Yeah, we have.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
With my car.
I'm aware of is the one that we
who had magnets?
Oh, we did it with
my car. My
with her Honda.
My Honda, yeah. No, we had magnets. It's a big sign that just sticks to the door.
Yeah.
Is there just one?
Magnetic.
Or two? One for each side?
We have to find out what kind of stuff you guys have in storage.
We
had signs, big signs that were magnetic that
so
just
we have those.
Stuck
mm-hmm.
to.
Have banners? I just think.
Okay. Then
there.
Just the magnetic signs. Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Would be fine.
Yeah, I think they'd be fine. Well,
and
but no, the magnetic.
I can get some.
But the magnetic signs don't say City of Madera 80 Advisory Council. There's like a. One, it looks like a parking
placard
for disabled parking. And
okay, do you know where those signs are?
Yes, I'll go get them real quick.
All right.
That way you can see. I'll grab them.
Okay.
And then what else do we want to effort?
I was going to say, if we didn't have signs, we should have something that says City ADA with
maybe
some
Hank.
Sort of context, because if somebody sees us going down the road, they could say, oh,
yeah.
Call 661 whatever.
Yeah.
Or
we have
dubba 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 dot City ADA Advisory Council.
We have the small banner that was on the back of the booth that might be amenable to put on the back of the car.
Yeah, we can do that.
Maybe for the
duct tape. So.
Yeah, duct tape's fine.
Sure, I know where we can get some duct tape.
All comes off.
Sheet metal screws. What you got?
Oh, your nice car.
But that would be from the back, and I mean, that would give a better.
If I have the stuff today, I can get an idea how we can put it up.
Yeah,
even
okay.
And then are we doing any point of contact with the crowd?
Yeah, that's what I think. I was saying is we should have a phone number or a dubba 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 so that mm-hmm. people see it, then they can say, hey, I have a problem. I need to.
This is what we have.
We do have one of those. Yeah, oh, cool.
That's
okay.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. I thought so.
Oh, great.
We don't have banners, and we don't have anything in storage.
We the banner that was at the fair?
We have that, yeah.
That would be suitable for the rear of the car, if we
sure,
can figure out a way
that.
To just maybe use
yeah.
string or, you know, something
yeah.
discreet.
Absolutely.
And then do we have any point of contact handouts or anything in case people want information? My frustration with the handouts at the fair was that the meeting time and date was not on the material.
I'm sorry?
The meeting time and date, because I gave out a lot of the materials mm-hmm. stating what we are, and I had to hand write third Tuesday of every month at 3:30. So maybe we could get a stamp.
I'd pre-drill it.
Or a stamp for those existing materials.
Okay, I could ask.
Yeah, because it needs something that has ADA that they can fill out, because it was nothing that they can really fill out at the fair. They need something that says ADA name, that they can write their name, phone number,
and whatever,
because they didn't have that on there.
Well, if we're trying to get public outreach, we need to be able to publicize when we meet and how they can contact us. With maybe a half page, just a little thing, or a bit, you know, it's not on the business cards. It's not on anything else, so maybe just a half-page flyer saying, come join us at our meeting, or contact us, you know, point of contact, because I got tired of writing third Tuesday of every month.
Dennis, what time does the fair start? Parade. I mean, the parade start?
10 o'clock.
10, okay.
Is there an after event of any kind, or is it just...
You didn't want to do the booth. You said last time, no booth, just
the parade. The Historical Society puts on a event in the park afterwards, and...
They're going to be giving tours of the jail, and I think the museum's open as well.
Or just the parade.
Just the parade.
Yeah, we did this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jack, I couldn't hear you.
There's another event at Town
and Country for Mopar Cars.
Dodge.
Okay.
Dodge muscle car.
I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, but on the application, we just did the parade. So remember we had said we want to do the booth?
I don't want to sit in court.
Yeah, no one wants to do the booth. So we're just going to do the parade. And I'll ask Winnie about, you know, little handouts, putting the time and dates of the meeting, or the days and the time.
Yeah.
You can...
Go ahead.
What's that? No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to... I'll talk about logistics. Go ahead.
She said you can't throw anything out, but you could, like,
hand it out. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if we're talking to somebody after the event, or before the event, people come up and say, hey, what are you guys about? You have to have some kind of point of contact to flyer, just a half-page flyer that just gives the basics and invites them. So that's been my experience with outreach. Okay, any other?
I have I'm going to be in the parade, too, on my scooter, so I'll put a bike. I'll put a flag on it.
What happened to your flag?
It's broken. It's at home. I told you I can't do it. Put it in Dial-A-Ride. But I can put a bunch of stuff in my basket and hand out too. I mean, I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. And who's going to be driving the car, Dennis? Because are you working the parade this year?
No.
So you'll be available to drive the car, or you want someone to drive it? Okay.
Okay. Then do we need slow moving vehicle signs or anything on the parade items or anything?
No, because
I think everything will be slow.
It's a parade.
Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Slow down. Run away, we'll run them over.
All right. Any other comments on the parade?
It's
you've
Yosemite?
Contacted
Yosemite from the Bank of America down to the
Oh gosh. Rotary Club about
the armory.
You got the entries in?
Yeah, close to was put in right.
Okay.
Sent it out.
Close to the Bank of America.
For the parade?
Okay, guys, hold.
And they'll be letting you know about our position in the parade?
I'm not sure. I'll ask Wendy. Well, I'll ask her. I'm going to see her tomorrow morning, so I'll see how all those details.
Could you repeat that, please, Dennis?
I'll reach out to you guys to get about
I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat that? What's the...
Well, the people that are putting on the parade need to let us know where we're starting, position number, so that because we all get lined up on Flume Street Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and we need to know where to be.
Yeah, okay. And so what was the cost of the parade entry, by the way?
I believe $15. Okay. No, it was more than that. $25, $50.
No, as long as it's
probably $50.
All right.
It was 45 last year, so.
Oh, maybe it was 50.
Still a bargain. Okay. And then any other thoughts on the Old Timers Day Parade? Going once. Mr. Lateef, did you have a question?
No.
About the area, or?
Yeah, I was asking where from start and where we have to park it.
Yeah.
Do you want to... do you want to be in the parade? Do you want to ride in the car with Dennis?
Sure.
Or do you want to watch the parade?
No, I will be with him.
You'll be with Dennis? Yeah. So you need to know where that is. And, okay.
There's at least room for at least three more, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Parade wave going.
Someone can walk by the car.
Well, I won't be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, walk by the car.
I won't be here, so I'll be out of town.
How many people turn out for that parade coming. These days?
Good for you.
A lot of people. A lot of people. So a lot of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, this is my first, so I'll be out of town.
Yeah, and it's especially if the weather's good.
And there's food, and I haven't been in a while, so.
There's food, there's food. Entertainment at the
Courthouse Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, so maybe next year, a booth in Courthouse Park, if we can staff it, would be a good point.
Sorry?
It's a Thunderbird 64.
Black. It's black. It's nice, though. It's
so maybe next time, maybe next year, we can think about a booth in the Courthouse Park, if anybody's up to the crunch of the crowd there. So moving on to number 5. Oral reports by staff and advisory board members.
I just want to tell you that there's a letter that Wendy drafted up for you to sign to send over to Senator Feinstein's office inviting the representative from Feinstein's office and Kimberly, I think was her name from
Edwin Sevilla.
Priorities, and she put pictures on there as well. So.
Yeah, that was very thorough. I think we just massaged that text just a little bit. I haven't had a chance to concentrate on it here. But I think
you
it'll...
You sign in, and then we'll get it sent out.
Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to copy Costa and...
Oh, that list there.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Camilla Harris, Costa, Caballero, and Frank Bigelow. So if anybody else has any questions... or suggestions on the post office situation before we send this. I think we've been fairly diligent. We've covered all the options. And
maybe you can get a copy of that to Vidal so you can look at
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay, yeah, we can absolutely do that.
You hand over to everybody, this one.
You want a copy? Sure, I haven't signed it yet, so why don't we wait until, or
okay,
I'm gonna sign it today because we don't want to delay it unduly.
That's right.
So we should have probably done that before, but that's all right. All right, so anybody else have anything to report? Comments, questions, complaints, suggestions? And I would like to propose that we add a little blurb similar to the city council language so that people in the audience know they can propose things for the agenda, the next coming agenda. As well as the committee members, because that's kind of, you know, this would be the time if anybody has any concerns or to add something onto the agenda. And then we have, 2 weeks to contact Diana if we do think of something else we want to add so that we have a full calendar of business while we're all present. Correct?
Yes.
So anybody, Tim, have you got anything to suggest?
I don't. Okay.
Dennis? Anything that we could be parking enforcement improvements anywhere else? Diana, you always come up with a good one.
I was pleased that the city acted so quickly on the Yosemite and E Street.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
That fencing that got moved back, that was nice. Yep. That was fast.
Thank you for noticing. So, Cynthia, and I think the situation at the place on Pecan and Almond Avenue has been resolved. Last time I went by there, there was fresh paint. It's not Wingstop or the name escapes me. So it was a concern we had a couple months ago. They fresh paint and fixed the sign. So okay, Mr. Lateef, any concerns, questions, any concerns or suggestions from the audience?
Wow.
Yeah, and we really appreciate PD putting it on a regular calendar. I think they're doing it monthly or even, you know, quarterly when they are quarterly for sure and monthly when they can. So we really, really appreciate that. And I tell Chief Lawson that every time I see him because it makes a huge difference to people who are trying to get into a store. It's just amazing.
It'd be nice if we could get it done in the morning hours, though. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, it's hit or miss. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, some of the shopping centers are kicking it a little bit more then.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Have you heard anything else about the bus?
Good point. On the handicapped enforcement, my caffeine's worn off. We have a suggestion to enforce in the mornings, and if we can share that with Lieutenant Foss or the chief, or so we can get that taken care of. And I think that's everything on that. So
we heard from Manny.
Well, we just asked about the bus. We have you heard anything about Walmart and the bus?
In my emails, always put, let me know if you're not going to make it, and he hasn't responded, or.
Okay. So do we know the status of the bus?
I'm not sure. I thought.
Bus stop at Walmart.
To Yvette about that. No.
Not unless I write it down, probably.
That's what I remember from last meeting.
Okay. I will do that for next meeting. And then anything we want to put on the agenda? Do we want to put an update on the bus stop on our agenda?
I think we should.
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do we need to know?
Do we agree? Do we need to agree?
Nope. And we all agree.
Okay. All right. That concludes our business. We are... give up on that clock. It is 4:18.
You have no choice but to go to Fresno now.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for driving.
See you next.